Unit 17. Jonas Salk discovers the polio vaccine. 1. A terrible disease called polio struck the United States in the late 1940s and early 1950s. It crippled 300,000 people, mostly children, and killed 57,000. There was no cure for the disease, although scientists were working hard to find one. Finally, the National Foundation for Infantile Paralysis, better known as the March of Dimes, with the contributions from millions of Americans, began a research program at the University of Pittsburgh Medical School. They asked Dr. Jonas Salk, who was already known for his work on flu viruses, to direct the program. Salk joined the fight against polio. 2. Salk knew the only way to stop the disease was to develop a vaccine, a serum containing a small amount of the killed virus. When this vaccine was injected into a person's body, it would cause the body to fight the virus and make it harmless. Once this occurred, the body would be protected against the live virus. Salk concentrated all his energy on developing the vaccine. Sometimes he worked 20 hours a day, 7 days a week, with his dedicated staff. Finally, after much testing, Salk was so sure of his vaccine's success that he tested it on himself. Then he gave it to his wife and children. The vaccine was then tried on 500 volunteers. It proved successful every time. 3. On April 12, 1955, medical history took place. After 3.5 years of work, Dr. Jonas Salk announced that he and his staff had developed a successful vaccine against the dreadful disease. It was a momentous occasion, and people rejoiced upon hearing the news. In some towns, church bells rang, schools closed for the day, and factories stopped for a moment of silence. People honked their horns. Department stores announced the news over loudspeakers. One store window displayed the words, "Thank you, Dr. Salk." The announcement was not only a turning point in the history of medicine, but the moment at which Dr. Jonas Salk became a great medical hero. 4. Jonas Salk was born in 1914 to a lower middle class New York family. He was the oldest of three brothers, and there was nothing about him as a child to show that he would one day be world famous. Instead, Jonas was a small and thin, quiet and shy boy. He was a good student who liked to read, but was not thought to be particularly brilliant. Neither was he very popular with his classmates. 5. Jonas went to the City College of New York thinking he might study law. Instead, he discovered his interest in science and medicine, particularly research. In 1939, he received his MD at New York University School of Medicine with the help of a scholarship. Then he went to the University of Michigan to study epidemiology, the science of investigating the origin of disease and how it spreads. There were very few of these researchers at the time, and the nature of viruses was mostly unknown. Although Salk could have made much more money by practicing medicine, he insisted on devoting himself to research. He said, "There is more in life than money." 6. Although Dr. Salk became a great hero and celebrity for his work, he disliked the fame and publicity. He remained humble and serious, dedicated to his love of humanity. He acknowledged the work of his fellow researchers and of those whose earlier work helped him make his discovery. In 1963, Jonas Salk started the Salk Institute for Biological Studies at La Jolla, California. He gave other scientists the freedom to work there. Meanwhile, he dedicated his research to another battle in the fight against cancer.